best friend.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
Congratulations to Caitlin Clark out of Iowa, the best female college basketball player in the world. Had a great collegiate career, and she was picked number one overall last night by the Indiana Fever. So she goes from a lot of folks watching. You know, this is the first year that the NCAA women's tournament outdrew the men's tournament to nobody watching. But she's a pro Indiana Fever. And congratulations. You know, I got to talk to Rudy about something that's really bothering me. A million things are bothering me, but Trump's in court, that's bothering me. And Biden helped set up Israel on Saturday, that's bothering me. But Rudy, of course, is the greatest mayor in the history of New York. In fact, the greatest mayor of any city in this country's history, and does a magnificent job 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon at this station. You know, again yesterday, there they were, these pro-Palestinian animals out there, you know, defending Iran and Hamas and all these murderers. And they're out there blocking the Brooklyn Bridge. It was really all over the country. Even Miami had some difficulties yesterday. And every time I bring them up to the mayor, Rudy, he says to me, hey, what can I do? It's, you know, this is it's a democracy. It's a First Amendment right. Unless they hurt somebody or beat up a cop, there's nothing I can do. Is that true?
No, of course not. And he shouldn't be mayor. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous now. Either he's stupid or a congenital liar. First of all, the cops in New York didn't do as bad a job as, look, we didn't get stuck for 3 hours. And I actually thought they did a fairly good job in New York and went on the air to praise them because we got to do something. You allow them to march on the sidewalks. You never allow them to march in the streets. Simple. And you never waiver that rule. And you use a first time they go in the street, they get arrested. Second time, third time, fourth time, I don't know if they ever got to a fifth or sixth time. The streets belong to us, the whole city, because ambulances have to go through there. Police cars have to go through there. Sometimes people have to run away from criminals there. Those streets are life-saving in a crowded city. When they're crowded, like in San Francisco, I don't know how many people died by closing down that bridge for 4 hours. The mayor should be ashamed of himself. You never let them take the – so there's a walkway on the bridge. They did a pretty good job of mostly on the walkway. They kept one lane open. The other bridge was closed completely. But that's what you have to do. The same thing in the streets. They never walk on Broadway. They walk on the – street corner. They walk on the sidewalks that we all walk on. And if there are too many of them, they have to spread out a little. And you have enough cops there to maintain that. Look, we still have 32,000 cops. They never have 32,000. And by the way, I look at these people. These are not the toughest people that ever lived. We dealt with much worse people with 1,000 men march and that
right,
kind of thing.
Right.
I think I could get these guys in shape. Just give me Bernie, Bratton, or Safer, or Ray Kelly. We get these guys in shape in about half hour.
I believe it, man. I believe it because I saw it.
They'll be begging us for instructions on what to do. Basically, my chief of patrol ran the protests. Chief Hall in Manhattan was in charge of all protests. He told you where you could stand, where you couldn't stand. He told you when you began, he told you when you ended, and he was reasonable with you. In other words, because we hated you and couldn't stand you and thought you probably belonged in prison, we let you scream. We have to let you scream. Even death to America? I mean, I saw somebody on the air the other day when they were yelling out death to America in Dearborn saying, shouldn't these people be in jail? I mean, emotionally, yes. But if we really want a First Amendment, no. As long as they do it under the right rules, lawfully, so they don't. In other words, you can't impede other people. Even when you get to these abortion things, one of the reasons these poor people get arrested is they get in the way of the people going into to kill babies. I mean, if you get arrested for getting in the way of trying to stop somebody from killing babies, it would seem to me you should be arrested for getting on a street and blocking an ambulance. This is what you're doing.
So you thought the cops did a pretty good job, but you would be a lot more strict with these people and quicker to arrest them.
Yeah, I started off watching, and they were really good. In fact, I went on. I was still on the air when they started off, and I went on and I said, look how great our police department is, rah, 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 compared to everybody else.
Right, right.
Then about 5 o'clock, they started to break down. And they just don't quite have the will that we used to have. Could be the numbers. Look, I had almost 10,000 more cops than he has. And number two, I think it's the morale. Nobody really wants to go out for Adams. I mean, what the heck? He's either irrelevant or they disrespect him. One or the other.
And you've been pretty good. I mean, you know, I was the one. I was actually the messenger. I told your son that Adams called your father a racist. You didn't know that. I told you that. And even after that, you really tried. I'll give you credit. You really did try to give him the benefit of the doubt. And at times you actually did. But it sounds to me, much like me now, Rudy, that he's lost you. It's over?
Oh, absolutely. He's lost me. He, in a way, you know, I go back and forth and, in performance, he's better than de Blasio, because anybody is. But in some ways, he may be worse because he gives false expectations. There are a lot of people like you and me. Maybe we didn't vote for him. Even maybe we did, and we had hopes for him. And I had hopes for him. I mean, I kept thinking, well, maybe the cop part will come out. Bernie kept reminding me, and even Ray Kelly, he's not a cop. Come on. You know, he lied like hell about Ray Kelly. And really cost us stop, question, and frisk more than anyone else. And Kelly, you know, Ray never forgets that, and he never should.
And he had that group, too, which I was told time and time again were a bunch of troublemakers. I got to take a short break because you're so good, Woody. I keep you on to get good ratings in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour. Stick with me for a couple of more minutes. I do want to talk about our mutual friend Donald Trump in court today and what that means for his other cases, including one for you, the esteemed mayor, the greatest mayor ever, and a rock star. 3 p.m. here every weekday at WABC. My dear friend Rudy Giuliani, he's coming right back.
Friends in the morning. 77 WABC.
No disguising it, it really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Asia Classic, only time will tell. Beautiful day today, folks. 71 and sunny in New York City. 9:02 on the best, well, the self-proclaimed best talk show anywhere in America. That's us, sitting friends in the morning. So Rudy, all morning long and for weeks, I've been, as you've been doing too, just hammering this Judge Mershon in the Trump case today. I just had Alina Haba on. I spent time attacking Judge Engoron. Thank you. But I want to attack another judge now, which is closer to you. Maybe you don't want me to. I'm going to do it anyway. So just tell the judge I said it. And that is Judge Beryl Howell, because I know that you tried to get a new trial in that ridiculous Georgia case. Is that not true?
Of course it's true. Beryl Howell is, without doubt, I think you could ask any of the January 6th people that, like Cora Castronova, who's an expert on it, but many others, the lawyer McBride, I mean, all kinds of people. She's the worst of the – she's the ringleader of the put them in jail, lock them up, and don't let them out. Let's make this like the Japanese internment. Somewhere in the early stages of the January 6th sentences, she's the chief judge, or was. She didn't think the sentences were long enough. So she told the judges to give higher sentences. Now, my second father was the chief judge in the Southern District of New York, Lloyd McMahon. Judge Lloyd McMahon. I clerked for him and he became the chief judge. I can't imagine a chief judge doing that. Or one of my best friends was chief judge, Michael Mukasey. I can't imagine him doing that. You do not interfere in the sentences of other judges. You certainly never do it as a category and say, oh, you're not giving terrorists enough time. Imagine if you did that.
Please.
So what kind of a zealot is this? Now, I got a trial, and you may think this is a joke. It's not. This could have replicated something in the Soviet Union in 1970 or in Nazi Germany in 1940. Witnesses cut out for no reason, threatened that I'd be held in contempt if I testified to what she knew I was going to testify to, that I wasn't guilty, threatened like she put me in jail. And she likes to put people in jail. She doesn't think the January 6th people went to jail for enough time. I don't know that she ever gave a single fair ruling in the case. It's so obvious that the few people that were there for me said, can't you just get her removed? Shouldn't you be able to take pictures of this and show it to somebody and just get it removed? I said, well, they don't have interlocutory appeals. And one person said to me, well, that means we no longer have a fair system any longer. Because you can have a judge that wants to lynch you.
Yeah.
So she is the equivalent of Engoron.
Engoron, and Mershon, same thing. And she awarded these people, Freeman and Moss, like $150 million. So my question to you is, now that this Howell rejected your case yesterday, is it over? Is there something else you can do?
Now I can go on appeal. I mean, actually, it was a green light. So now we can appeal to the D.C. Circuit. Which is not a dream. I mean, they affirm many of those January 6th cases they shouldn't. But I have noted a change in attitude in the D.C. Circuit. And, you know, I've forgotten the American president or the American genius who said, don't fool yourself. The courts read the newspapers. So you may take a look at what's going on in D.C. now. And you see they let a couple of those January 6th people out. Because the Supreme Court may go the other way on the obstruction count. And if they did, these people would be serving time for a law that doesn't exist.
Mm.
So in deference to that, the judges let them out of jail and said, well, if they uphold the statute, you go back to jail. If they don't, you're free. Now, these were people who were, you know, J6 maniacs before that. So something is happening in that there's a kind of thought that maybe the country isn't there anymore and Trump may win, and why be a total crazy person?
Right.
Let's see if we can get over our Trump derangement syndrome a little bit and go back to something like, oh, let's say 14th century law. we're very far from the 20th, much less the 21st.
Well, here's what I want to do. I think I want to bring you back again, if you wouldn't mind. I know you're busy. Maybe later in the week. I want to see for a couple of days how this jury stuff goes with Trump. And then maybe you and I will talk again on Friday, see where we are.
I would like to do that. I want to bring up one thing, though. What he's doing with the graduation is inhumane, indecent. And he should be thrown off the bench just for that.
You're talking about Barron. Barron is graduating high school in May.
As a man, I know you can't do it, but you shouldn't do anything physical. But he's just to be taken out of the human being status. I mean, I've seen judges let people out of jail to go to funerals who were murderers, or even to go to graduations. I've seen mafia guys given time off for birthdays and graduations. My God, it's his last son who's going to graduate from, you know, high school graduation. He obviously is, whatever you think of him, you're really crazy if you don't think he's a good father and dedicated father. And what you're doing to the kid is even worse. So this guy, I can't say the words I think of him. And if you and I are together and we meet him, please hold my hand. Because I swear to God, this is like being back in Brooklyn again.
Well, I'll say it for you. He's a scumbag.
This is not judge stuff.
No, he's a scumbag.
Human to human stuff.
He's a bad guy.
I've seen the worst criminals get more deference than this.
Yeah.
This is, and it proves, you know, it should remove him from the case. It proves he doesn't even care if he looks fair. You know, one of, Ted said to me, gosh almighty, shouldn't the guy do this just to look fair? And I said, yeah, but they don't care.
They don't even try, whether it's Kaplan, Engoron, Marshawn. They don't even try. And truth be told, they've got the overwhelming majority of the media, and it seems like these people in this city and this state behind them. But you're right, not allowing Donald Trump to go to his son Bannon's high school graduation, as well as next Thursday, by the way, the immunity case in D.C. is also, it's gross. It's just gross.
It shows. That the entire, I mean, it's bigger than just that. It shows that the entire case is pervaded with a sick kind of prejudice.
Yep.
Because he doesn't regard him as a human being.
Yep. True.
He doesn't regard him as a human being. Yep. I mean, a mafia hitman would get more consideration. Than that.
Rudy, you're the best. I'll be listening at 3 o'clock. Right. That's a great job.
Yeah, and great call on Israel. And by the way, we should take the damn nuclear facilities out. It's a great excuse. It's a great opportunity. And my old boss, Ronald Reagan, would have done it on Saturday night. He would have hit them before they hit us.
Yeah, I know. But they were told not to. And you're right, Rudy, whether it's their nuclear facilities, their oil fields, because I've been told and watching the news now that Israel has promised to retaliate with a limited response. But listen, when I called out on Sunday morning, to me it was just common sense. You can tell Biden's nasty fingers were all over it.
You're right.
Yeah, all over it.
Yeah, the things he was saying... I'd rather keep the oil fields, get rid of the nuclear facilities, and then I think Donald Trump would love to run those oil fields for a couple of years.
Yeah, now you're right. Now you're talking,
get
Rudy.
Money back.
Yeah, now I like
for
that.
The people they killed over the years.
I like that. That's it. Yeah, there it is. Rudy Giuliani ends. That's a high note.
Ask for reparations. Right. Ask for reparations for rent. They've been killing us for 40 years.
You're right. Excellent job, Rudy Giuliani, as Mike Green would say, from way downtown. The former mayor, make sure you're listening at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You get all of that. He just gave me on his own show, the greatest mayor ever, my dear friend, Rudy Giuliani.